USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is signing an executive order on Thursday titled Protecting Medicare from Socialist Destruction. Speaking in Florida, the president says the Trump administration will continue to help senior citizens.
Stop at nothing to deliver better health care for you and for your family. I will never let you down. You have been incredible to me, and I will never, ever forget you. I will never let you down. I promise that.
A lawyer representing victims of the Las Vegas mass shootings claims he's very impressed with MGM for agreeing to a landmark settlement. Lawyer Eglett Adams says this case has been difficult for all sides.
This was an unusual case by any stretch of the imagination.
MGM has agreed to pay between $735 and $800 million to the victims of the worst mass shooting in the nation's history. The final amount will depend on how many people opt into the settlement. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. For millions of students across America, school is back in session. From high school hallways to college campuses, now that the first semester is in full swing, it's important to check in with your kids to ensure they're developing money management skills that will stick with them for life. April Schneider, Bank of America.
This time of year can be a whirlwind for students, but it's also a prime time to talk with them about developing key financial habits like budgeting and saving. At Bank of America, we're committed to helping students succeed by providing them with educational tools like better money habits and best-in-class products like the Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account.
Bank of America's Advantage Safe Balance Banking Account allows students to bank without the worry of overdraft fees and was one of the main reasons that Bank of America was named Best Bank for College Students by Money Magazine. For more, visit bankofamerica.com. That's bankofamerica.com.
Former Special Envoy to Ukraine, Kurt Volker, is one of the first Trump administration officials testifying as part of the House impeachment inquiry. Volker is testifying before three House panels behind closed doors. Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio with an update.
Ambassador Volker has been very impressive and, as I said, has said nothing that coincides with what the Democrats are saying with their whole impeachment narrative.
A former U.S. Coast Guard lieutenant accused of planning to carry out a terrorist attack is pleading guilty to gun and drug charges. Christopher Hassan's wife defends her husband.
He's a loving man and an honorable man. And I just hope that he comes home soon.
Hassan pleaded guilty to four federal gun and drug charges on Thursday. He was arrested at his Silver Spring, Maryland home where police found stockpiles of guns, ammo, and silencers. He'll be sentenced in January and could face more than 30 years in prison. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com for more information.
Vice President Mike Pence is defending President Trump's phone call with the president of Ukraine. Speaking at a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona on Thursday, Pence says the fact that Biden's son was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board is worth looking into.
I think the American people have a right to know if the vice president of the United States or his family profited from his position as vice president during the last administration. That's about looking backwards. And understanding what really happened. I mean, the fact that my predecessor had a son who was paid $50,000 a month to be on a Ukrainian board at the time that Vice President Biden was leading the Obama administration's efforts in Ukraine, I think is worth looking into. And the president made it very clear that he believes our other nations around the world should look into it as well. I mean, the simple fact is that, when you hold the second highest office in the land, it comes with unique responsibilities, not just to be above impropriety, but to be above the appearance of impropriety. And clearly, in this case, there are legitimate questions that ought to be asked, and we're going to continue to ask them.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. Over the past year, the Mojave County Sheriff's Office has been conducting undercover sting operations that have thus far resulted in 15 arrests involving individuals who allegedly used the internet to lure minors for sexual exploitation. The man suspected in the shooting death of a St. George teen appeared in court Monday to request a reduction in his $1 million bail. Drivers encountered slight delays during their morning commute Wednesday after a T-bone collision on Snow Canyon Parkway blocked westbound traffic for up to 45 minutes. And the Cedar City Police Department is investigating a man who allegedly attempted to abduct a young girl at a travel stop. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 84 today, clear and 57 tonight, sunny and 82 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
The Kate Daly Show, because all opinions matter, and George Soros will pay good money for them. The show starts now.
This is America. You want to live in North Korea? You can live in North Korea. I don't want to. I want to live in America.
There's a new wind blowing in government, and I don't like it. My idea of a perfect government is one guy who sits in a small room at a desk, and the only thing he's allowed to decide is who to nuke. The man is chosen based on some kind of IQ test and maybe also a physical tournament, like a decathlon.
Makes me laugh every time I hear that. Just a guy sitting at a desk deciding who to nuke. That's his idea of government. Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Oh, hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello, Kate.
How you doing?
I was doing okay, but I didn't find that very funny.
You don't find that very funny?
I like it to be three people making that decision.
At least three.
Yeah.
Well, you know, how many people does it take to screw in a... I know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, well, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. You can... I'm your host, Kate Daly. I feel like I'm in third person. You can actually get the podcast, which is great, isn't it? You can get the podcast at katedalyradio.com. You can email me, Kate, at katedalyradio.com or Uncle Milty at uncle Milty@katedalyradio.com. See the trend there? And also the Kate Daly Show on Facebook and the Kate Daly Show on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter as much lately, but I will start to twit. I hate it. I don't like it.
You know, I just finally learned that you can just keep adding one more tweet below the one so you can make a longer tweet out of it.
Oh,
I didn't know that before.
Yeah.
So being as long-winded as I am, I hardly use Twitter.
Just not enough characters for your anger.
But now I know how to do it.
Hey, there should be a meme about that. There's just not enough characters space for my anger. So, welcome. A lot in this hour. Before we get to Chris Ann Hall and Dave Janda from Operation Freedom, we want to talk about that murder case with the cop today. We also want to talk, and then, of course, I saw the, well, we'll get to that in the last hour. And then Las Vegas's anniversary was the first. I was down in Las Vegas sitting on the freeway in front of Mandalay Bay that night. I was stopped on the freeway for 5 hours. And so I have my own recollections of what happened as listening to the police scanner. That did not match up with anything I heard the next day, which was quite surprising that I do a radio show. And I got on the radio show and said, hey, nothing matches up. So,
and you're still having some PTSD from it.
I really am. I should join the lawsuit. 2,500 people in that lawsuit, $800 million. And what was the reason? Good corporate citizenship.
Good corporate citizenship by MGM.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
We'll talk about that too, probably in this hour as well. Utah has its own little environmental activists in elementary school. You know how kids can be, you know, indoctrinated. And they pushed the Canyon School District to get a foam tray. So they have foam trays now.
Foam, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that hard to get rid of?
Well, that's what I thought, but apparently, or maybe it was in lieu of that. Let me see here. It was an interesting article because she wanted to take on lunch trays. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. I'm sorry. So they wanted to use reusable plastic trays. If even just on Earth Day, because you know that would make a huge difference. And so she was sure some students, she's only in the third grade, would willingly sacrifice some of their recess time to wash the trays.
When did they switch from the stainless steel lunch trays we used to have that lasted for 250 years?
After a nuclear war.
when did they get rid of those and go to foam?
Or reusable plastic, sorry. Reusable plastic, yes. What I feel bad for isn't that kids want to do something. No. You were exactly right. They wanted to eliminate the foam. So they wanted this reusable plastic, okay?
And go back to the stainless steel that we used to have.
One would think. But she, I'm not, any kid that really wants to do something above and beyond kidhood, I understand. I'm not tearing a kid apart for that. It's just the indoctrination of these children. That spending their time away from recess to wash these things because they're making a big difference.
Do you know how many stainless steel lunch trays can be washed in a commercial dishwasher at one time? It wouldn't take any kid's lunchtime to do it or break them.
I want the kids out playing. I want them away from testing, the debacle of testing, and I want them playing. And these cost 7 cents as compared to the 3.5 cents for the foam. And so so these kids are fighting for, you know why I'm angry? Let's get down to really why I'm angry. Why aren't they fighting for the Constitution? Why aren't we teaching these kids the Constitution instead of propaganda and brainwashing? Come on.
There's no power in the Constitution for them.
Anyway, I just had to vent because it's just hard to watch this, and it's hard to watch people being so duped by this.
85% of the Butler Elementary School students signed the petition.
Yeah.
85%.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world were the 15% able to escape?
They got the sideways glance, the look. You know that look. Anyway, so they want to pay Envision Utah, that wonderful little group. I've actually had to have them on the show before. It's my choice, and I just don't even care to have them. Anyway, Envision Utah, propaganda experts in Utah, they would like teachers to pay to get paid $9,000 more. So the average starting, I think, is $50,000 in Park City. It'd be $59,000 in Park City, is the example that they used. But to me, teachers have been used a lot, and I feel bad because they're not. I don't find them standing up to being used by the administrations and the school at the top level of the state to ever receive the money that they're put on the stage as the reason to why they have to have the increase in taxes all the time. See, our poor teachers don't make enough money, even though the money never even goes to them. And so they're consistently thrown out on the stage as part of the theater to get more taxes. And I find that really abhorrent. So now they're saying, okay, let's pay them a little bit more. $50,000, $60,000, okay. But they do make money, too, in side careers and all kinds of things, too.
Well, besides all that.
It's not like they're making $20,000 a year.
Besides all of that, how many starting jobs are there in this country that make 50 grand a year to start with working 9 months out of the year?
There aren't a lot. And your holidays and everything else. There aren't
a lot.
And so I know we always go to the teachers are never paid enough thing and the schools never have enough money, but the schools seem to absorb, or throw out new taxes yearly. I mean, where's all the money going?
Well,
Taj Mahal's? I mean, where's all the money going, really?
Well, they also get increases frequently because they can get up to as high as $110,000 during their career, double the starting wage. So all along the way, as like most people, as they get time on the job and become more proficient and move up, they make more money too.
Right. I love.
It's crazy.
People that can teach something, it's just a phenomenal skill. It is. It's a great skill. And I was watching a documentary about a teacher who had Tourette's and became a teacher, and he was awesome. He was just awesome. And he was good with kids, and he understood how kids think, and that is a gift. But we've got to stop with the I don't know, it's like we get a mantra, and we just keep repeating the mantra, and then nobody ever gets to the facts or the real conclusion. It's just a mantra. We just keep saying the same thing, and we've been saying the same thing for 50 years. And I don't think it's true anymore. I think that they're doing okay. Otherwise, they wouldn't be doing it. You can choose your career. It's not like the government chooses, you know, you, and you have to do this career. So, and I think it's great when it's a gift and you can do it well. But, you know.
Well, you notice they never talk about benefits. Mm-hmm. They never, ever bring up benefits. And the starting salary is not the only thing, the only reason people choose a profession.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be absurd to choose your profession just based on the starting salary.
Right.
But they make it. The first time I ever heard there was a problem, I think starting salaries for teachers were about $8,000 a year.
Wow.
It was in the 1950s.
I was going to say, how far back did that go?
No, I mean, you can always say it's not enough.
Right.
Always.
Yeah. Of course, we just had that teacher imprisoned, right? He's sent off to prison.
Well, he'd only been molesting children for 25 years.
And there had been complaints about him all along, right?
They said there had been lots of rumors.
Curtis Payne?
Lots of rumors.
Right. But
we ignored
them. There was sure an awful lot of victims on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of interesting. So, anyway, I mean, I'm surprised that there were complaints that nothing was done.
And which has nothing to do with the subject at hand, but teachers are not, I'm sorry, teachers are not all that special that we need to make this issue out of it every few months.
Mm-hmm.
They're just not.
Well, I mean, I think it's a gift when you can teach kids and when think on their level. I think that's great. I used to teach guitar. It took a special kind of, you had to get in the kid's head in order to teach how to do that effectively. But I understand where you're coming from, too, is that this is a constant topic, and no other career is discussed as much as this one is when it comes to salary. So,
well, yeah, but Kate, you can say that about anything. Any occupation that someone chooses that they're phenomenal at is a great thing.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter whether it's teaching or building an engine.
Right. We act like they are, you know, sent off to war.
We all have talents.
I get what you're saying. They're not. Yeah, it's you know, it's kind of like the whole public service thing. They're getting paid a huge amount of money, and then we call it just service.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, that's just not service.
It's a job.
I'm sorry, it's a job. and you got elected for a job, and you're getting paid quite handsomely. And sometimes we just, I don't know, it's hard for us to think, I guess, in those terms. I don't know why, but it is. So, but I do. I do feel that way. And I feel like it's okay. I think the salary is probably right on point for what they're doing. So I think the mantra of they don't make anything, I don't think that's true anymore. I think that's on point. It's pretty good. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
Don't miss Financial Strategies, Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies, hosted by Trevor Carlson, will introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1497455.
Want to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Saturday mornings at 9
on St. George News Radio 1450.
When Tempur-Pedic first came onto the scene, they literally revolutionized sleep. Well, they're still revolutionizing it with their new ProAdapt line with advanced pressure relief for deep relaxation. You've never slept like this because there's never been anything like this. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Come try one today and pay no interest for 72 months. Plus, we'll throw in two free Tempur-Pedic pillows or $300 off a Tempur-Pedic adjustable base. Best Mattress, home of the Sleep Easy Guarantee.
At Safe Dental, formerly Half Dental, we understand how much of an impact your smile can have on your life, overall health, and self-confidence. Have you always dreamed of transforming your smile? Do you have missing teeth or loose dentures? At Safe Dental, we want to help you regain your smile, your laugh, and your self-confidence. Whether you are in need of a routine cleaning, a dental implant, or interested in a more comfortable option for dentures, our friendly staff is here to provide savings to make you smile. Call Safe Dental today. Safe Dental. Spend less. Smile more.
You bought the vehicle with a 5-star safety rating. It has front and side airbags. You never put your child in the front seat. It saved your life. But now that it needs repaired, can it do it again? By taking your car to Dealer Collision, you can rest assured it will. They are factory certified for most makes and models and iCar Gold Class certified, which means that your car is fixed right the first time, so it can protect you and your family like it was meant to from the beginning. Dealer Collision, the right choice for your family.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
You need a mattress. You have to have one. You want a good one, like the Springer Back Supporter, Englander Orthopedic, or Simmons Beauty Rest. And you deserve to save your money. Sleep Cheap from Discount Mattress Store. The cheapest mattresses in town. Same mattresses, better price. Don't believe them? Then price out the other stores. Discount Mattress Store will be waiting with the best prices on mattresses. Come on, prove them and ask for your good night's sleep at Discount Mattress Store. Same mattress, better price. Sleep Cheap at the Discount Mattress Store in the Fiesta Plaza next to Sportsman's Warehouse.
For years, I suffered from extreme fatigue, migraines, brain fog, joint pain, and insomnia. I felt like I'd tried everything. I was sick and tired of feeling sick and tired. I finally found Red River Health and Wellness. They listened, did extensive medical testing, and got to the root of my symptoms. Red River Health and Wellness taught me how to take control of my own health.
Red River Health and Wellness focuses on low thyroid and autoimmune conditions. Call today for a free consultation, 855-55-RIVER, redriverhealthandwellness.com, chiropractic. Physicians.
Shadow Mountain Medical Detox knows how to help you detox properly, avoiding the severe health risks associated with abruptly quitting. Shadow Mountain Medical Detox, where lifelong healing from addiction begins. Visit ShadowMountainRecovery.com today or call 435-228-7747.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Thursday. We have Dave Janda today and Chris Ann Hall in the next hour. It's be a very fiery hour. I love the breakup song. I'd like to break up with my government. I really would. There's a new law in the books, and I'm just shaking my head about it. But I'll take the caller first. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello, Kate. Yeah, earlier you were talking about the environmental shaming of our children, basically, is what they do.
Yeah, making them look super desperate.
Well, that's where the environment, if you look at it, the environmental movement has used shame to get people to do what they want them to do ever since back Ironized Cody in his commercials back in the 70s.
Yes.
It's the tactic they've always used to make people, like shaming people into doing what they want them to do instead of trying to give encouragement, kind of like in the Forest Service, and their one was, you can only you can prevent forest fires in the sense that it's your responsibility. And that's the difference. It doesn't put the responsibility, it puts a shame on you if you don't do this, instead of saying it's a responsible act for you to do this.
Right. Yes, you're right. You're exactly right. Thank you for that. Thank you. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's exactly what the previous administration did on a daily basis, too. It was this shame of Americans who didn't believe.
It puts everything on the level of, instead of being rewarded for good acts, all we think about is being punished for bad acts.
Yeah, you're right.
What's going to happen to me if I do this?
Yeah.
Not, gee, this will be great if I do this.
Right. And getting these little kids, all indoctrinated, it's really sad to me. Sad. I hope we realize what we're doing. When you have a kid that's that worried about it, that's sad to me. All right. Let's talk about this new law, hate crime. So this new law proposes to prohibit gun ownership from anyone convicted of a misdemeanor hate crime. Misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
What would be a misdemeanor, Uncle Milty?
Well, there's several different classes of crime, but one example of a misdemeanor hate crime is disrupting a religious meeting.
So if you have a problem with what's being said, let's say you raise your voice and you say something out of turn, maybe without raising your hand, or that could be disruption of a meeting. You could actually then
be charged with a misdemeanor
hate crime, and then not have gun ownership.
Yeah, because it's based on religion. See, you can't talk bad about it.
Oh my gosh!
Especially Muslims.
Well, yes. So currently, right now, federal law bars only those convicted of a more serious felony offense from having a gun. And Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey, the co-sponsor of the Senate version of the bill, says the misdemeanors that would prevent someone from owning a gun include threats and harassment. So there's no doubt where this is headed, for sure. Wow. And so according to a new law in New York, it is a hate speech, considered hate speech, to report someone to immigration.
Yeah.
Somebody here illegally in the country is hate if you report them.
Misdemeanor hate crime. Now, it's not the actual crimes. I mean, there are some that are specifically standalone misdemeanor hate crimes. That's not the real problem. The real problem are the ones that can be enhanced.
Right.
So if you, for example, cause physical injury to somebody and you get a misdemeanor. They can say, well, the only reason you gave them the physical injury was because of their race or their nationality. That turns that into a hate crime.
Jeez.
Now they can take your gun away.
Enhancement of the crime?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
And there's lots of crimes that can be enhanced that way. Any crime where more than $950 in property damage can be enhanced as a hate crime.
Jeez Louise. Jeez. In the 29-page directive released by New York City Commission on Human Rights, that would be prohibited under the law. They said the use of certain language, including illegal alien and illegals, with intent. See, they can decide your intent to demean, humiliate, or offend a person. Constitutes discrimination. Constitutes the enhancement of hate crime. And so that's why they were using this New York law, because they're saying this is what this will amount to, and we don't understand why that is. So
the real problem with that is, in today's world, if someone's offended, it might not have been your intent to offend them, but it becomes your intent because they were offended.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Hate speech As recently as 2017, the Supreme Court unanimously ruled that so-called hate speech is protected under the First Amendment. Well, at least they gave us that. You know, it really depends on how you're viewing it. I mean, this is just, well, it doesn't surprise me. With TAPS and with Red Flag, this does not surprise me at all. We don't realize how much is going on right now with guns and the Second Amendment and our ability to possess a weapon to self-defend. We just don't. There are so many little hits like this, and this isn't little. I'm not diminishing this. I'm just saying that this goes under the radar little. So these little cuts, you know, people go, well, I'll never be convicted of a hate crime. I don't hate anybody. Well, not so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Disrupting a meeting, if you say something during a meeting. I've said something out loud during a meeting.
So have I.
I mean, you're so frustrated at watching some of the peculiar things going on at county meetings or at city meetings that you say something. In that moment, somebody could say, well, that's a hate crime against that. That's, wow. this is, geez. There's a bill, Disarm Hate Act, you know, DHA. This little noticed bill would use hate crime laws to deny gun rights. And so using these similar laws that are already on the books in a few steps as a template, the DHA would prohibit people convicted of certain violent hate crime misdemeanors from possessing a weapon. And so currently the federal law only bans people from convicted of felony hate crimes from gun ownership, you know, murder, you know, things like that. So this really does widen the gate. And it's sickening. It's sickening. What can you say? Anyway, we just have to be very, very aware that all this stuff is going on. We seem to concentrate on a few things right now, and there are things going on in the last couple of years that have been kind of horrific for gun ownership. So.
Well, that's exactly it, though. It's really not about hate crimes. It's Mm-mm. not about being No. mean to classes of people. It's about how can we infringe on your rights?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's in 2009 they had the Matthew Shepard James Byrd Jr. Hate Crimes Prevention Act.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Matthew Shepard,
right?
I do. That was horrendous.
Yeah, it was.
How many other cases have you heard about like that one?
Not a lot. No.
Not enough to have an entire Hate Crimes Prevention Act named after him.
Right. I mean, it isn't going on all the time. But you know what, though? That's the charge, though. And
yeah.
They'll say that. That's why I say we come up with these things that we keep repeating. And then when I question, well, wait, why do we keep repeating this? Let's look at the numbers. That happens with violence.
Yep.
Happens with gun violence. Yes, we're still way below 1% in America. It happens with a lot of things. It happens with suicide too. And that's a touchy subject, but it does. It happens with suicide too. And suicide's being used in a lot of ways. Why? For the exact same reason that I just said, it's hard to even bring it up.
Yep.
Because otherwise, you know, it makes you for suicide, like you're okay with it when you're not. But if you try to point out the facts. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
2 points on teachers.
Mm-hmm.
One, if they really want to earn a whole bunch more money, let's go back to year-round schools and they can teach for all four quarters. They had that option.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Then they would go to $80,000 a year to start instead of $60,000.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. Yep. Good point.
And on the TARP that got away with it for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
they had background checks on teachers. Let's do an enhanced background checks on all teachers who work with students' extracurricular activities.
Mm. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's where he was.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
Let's
okay.
go back in and I say yearly they have to go in and renew their background check, and any complaints can have to be investigated on a yearly basis if you're extracurricular with students.
Hmm.
Very valid point.
Yeah.
Because if a universal check for guns works, it should work for that too, right?
Well.
And so they do a universal check on teachers, but after they do it once and they're hired, they're done. There's
yep.
no review after that.
Right.
Which is fine with a classroom teacher, but if you're out with extracurricular or with students all the time unsupervised, there should be an enhanced background check.
Yeah, I would think that parents think there is. Honestly, I think parents probably think there is. Interesting.
Once and done.
Interesting. I'm glad you brought it up. Thank you. Really appreciate the points. Great points being made. Yeah.
There's going to be people saying that we're,
I know,
you know, exaggerating things to.
Mm-hmm.
And true. I mean, there are not a lot of cases like that guy.
Mm-hmm.
But it still is something that you need to be aware of and not put your head in the sand.
That's why I said that
about.
I think the parents do think that that is being done a lot,
sure,
because they're with kids. So I do think that parents are under the illusion that that's being done. So I'm glad he cleared that up. And then back to the, and you're welcome to weigh in on any of the subjects we're talking about. Mm-hmm. 888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. On the using the mantra over and over again for years, even though there's no factual basis for it, we have to be so careful in the things that we just think are true. And I say that in all seriousness. There's usually, if we dig into a subject, it's kind of interesting oftentimes, not all the time, but oftentimes what we find. And then when you try to bring up truth, you're the enemy. You're the bad guy for bringing up truth against a well-formed, repeated, not factual statement. I was going to say lie, but not factual statement.
Yeah.
That's what's hard.
AKA propaganda.
Well, yes. And we just keep saying it. And so, I have such a hard time with that. You're also welcome to call up on the Las Vegas, the payout to the victims. A lot of people were wondering why that was, that MGM decided to pay out the insurers $800 million. It does seem rather swift. They actually talked about this in May, just a few months back, but I did find that kind of interesting that they, on the anniversary, we were just looking at that, on the anniversary, they decide to move forward.
No appeal,
nothing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You only have 30 seconds. Sorry.
That's all I need. I just wanted to make a point, Uncle Milty, about the Shepherd case. That wasn't a hate crime. That was a drug deal going bad. They found out that whole thing was bogus. It was something the media jumped on, and then later on, the truth came out. That was a drug deal going bad. And not only that, I think the guy that killed him had some kind of a relationship with him, too.
Ah, I gotcha. Thank you. I remember reading something like that. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah.
But the vast majority of people out there still relate it to a hate crime.
Well,
it's still on the books, the Matthew Shepherd Hate Crime Prevention Act.
Well, the LGBT has told me time and time again that they, every day, every 24 hours, they're constantly, constantly harassed, constantly, I mean, death threats. And I'm thinking, where are all these people that are doing that then? Why isn't anything ever reported? I don't remember last time anything was ever reported. It's just trying to get to the truth of what's going on instead of the hyperbole. Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
In southern Utah, you have a lot of options for internet, but only one real choice. AWI Networks, for three very important reasons. We're locally owned and operated, no hidden fees, ever, and the most reliable network in southern Utah. So no need to shop around. Just go to awinetworks.com.
AWI. Hi, this is Shanna at Cox Trucking. I've worked with Dave and Don Cox for the last 5 years, and I know they truly love their drivers. And subsequently, their drivers truly love Cox Trucking. One of our drivers, Jim, said,
I've never been happier or more confident with my job security. I always get plenty of miles while driving around in the finest equipment. Whenever you're at the office, everyone knows your name. Cox has great pay and a 401k program so I can plan for my future. I can honestly say I plan to be with Cox Trucking until I retire.
Another driver, Mark, said,
as a truck driver, you're inclined to think that the grass is greener on the other side, when in reality, this is almost certainly never the case. Here at Cox Trucking, that is the undeniable truth. A small company with big aspirations and a sizable heart, led by a family that doesn't just care about its drivers, but strives day and night to go above and beyond. My hat's off to you, Cox Trucking.
If this is not your experience with your trucking company, give us a call. We have 6 different pay plans to fit your needs, whether you want more miles or more home time. We also offer 100% paid medical, dental, and 401k plan. Visit Cox Trucking today.
How would you like to participate in stock market gains with zero risk? Join Lyle Boss of Boss Financial Friday afternoons at 5
on St. George News Radio 1450.
Don't miss Financial Strategies Saturday at noon on St. George News Radio 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies, hosted by Trevor Carlson will introduce you to the products and professionals that will provide you with the best strategies and tools to live more abundantly. Tune in every Saturday at noon to Financial Strategies, right here on St. George News Radio, 1450 AM and 93.1 FM. Financial Strategies is brought to you by Heritage Reverse Mortgage, an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1497455.
WMI Mutual Insurance Company has been insuring seniors and offering Medicare supplement policies for more than 30 years. They've earned a reputation for personal, courteous, and professional services, as well as accurate claim processing and affordable premiums. Trying to understand all the insurance programs being offered to you is exhausting. Make it simple and easy. Visit WMIMedigap.com or call 435-313-1787. This is a solicitation of insurance.
Nielsen RV presents another episode of the Do Nothings.
Hey, Dad, what are we doing this weekend?
We're the Do Nothings. So Mom will be on her phone, I'm watching TV, and you and your brother will play video games.
Yay! Do nothing again!
Don't be a Do Nothing. Get an awesome RV at a great price with a warranty forever at Nielsen RV off the Bluff Street exit, State Street in Hurricane, and NielsenRV.com.
Have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Hi guys, it's Andrew with Wasatch Medical Clinic. There is now a breakthrough and long-lasting fix for erectile dysfunction that does not require medication, injections, or surgery. You heard that right, no more pills. This new treatment is called acoustic wave therapy. It utilizes an FDA-cleared device that is clinically proven to increase blood flow, exactly what you need more of if you have ED. With just a few short treatments in our clinic, you can eliminate erectile dysfunction completely. Call in the next 3 minutes and we'll give you the initial doctor's exam, assessment, and blood flow ultrasound totally free. That's a $300 value. Call now, 435-922-7000. That's 435-922-7000. If you have erectile dysfunction and you're sick of the pills, call Wasatch Medical Clinic right now for that free assessment. 435-922-7000.
Hello, Southern Utah. This is Brad Pullman, owner of BT Pearson Tire and Service. Is safety on the top of your list? Well, it is on ours. At BT Pearson Tire and Service, when we pull in cars for oil change, brakes, tires, alignments, it doesn't matter what we are looking at on the vehicle, we are taking an extra step at taking a look at everything on your vehicle to make sure that you are safe. Safety on the road is our number one priority here at BT Pearson Tire and Service. So come by 595 North Bluff and our second location, 2275 Santa Clara Drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kathleen Eubanks-Ming with the American Academy of Family Physicians. Bullies use power, strength, or popularity to hurt others emotionally or physically. And while you can't be with your child all the time, there are ways you can help. If your child encounters a bully, tell them to get to a safe place and tell an adult. You can also show them how to block online bullies. Teach them they can be more than a bystander and that they can help their peers. For more on bullying, visit familydoctor.org or talk with your family physician.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
He looked down into her brown eyes and said, say a prayer for me. She threw her arms around him, whispered, God will keep us free. They could hear the riders coming. He said, this is my last fight. If they take me back to Texas, they won't take me back alive. No. There were 7 Spanish angels at the altar of the sun. In the valley of the gun.
Hi there, welcome back.
When the bell stopped.
Good old Ray Charles and Willie. Seven Spanish Angels. I love that song. Welcome back to the show. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty and I addressing some topics locally and a little bit nationally, I guess, too. Looking at the new hate crime misdemeanor, you don't ever get your gun ownership back law. That's very, that is a huge big deal because it's so broad. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. The misdemeanor, you might think you'll never commit a hate crime, but I think I think when you are convicted of a hate crime, you're going to be very, very surprised because it can apply to so many different things now. And, you know, Utah has been grappling with the you must never speak out about a person, right? And or you could be, you know, annihilated for that, too. So they could consider that hate speech if you speak out about a politician.
Well, the really bad thing is, though, is the way the enhancements are done. Because mm-hmm. let's say I got pulled over, you know, and mm-hmm. I've got 42 NRA stickers on the back of my pickup truck. They right. might say, hey, this is a good guy to add a hate crime enhancement to.
You never know.
And it's easy to do.
Mm-hmm. It is. Because it's just so by subjective. Accusation, right? It's yeah. by accusation.
Right.
I mean, how do you fight that?
You can't.
It's like saying, prove you're nice.
Mm-hmm.
How do you prove you're nice? So something to be very aware of. Wow. That is, that's discouraging. On the Las Vegas one, I've done shows about the Las Vegas shooting, and I was down there. I actually was down there walking around. Then I went to the airport to pick up my daughter while the shooting was happening. Got back in the car to go home, and the freeway was shut down. We were shut down on the freeway. We couldn't go anywhere, and it was right in front of Mandalay Bay. And I got on the police scanner and heard what was going on the police scanner for hours all the way. I got home that night. The next day when I woke up, the news was so different.
Mm-hmm.
The narrative kept changing. The timelines kept changing. How many people they were looking for kept changing. Now, given the fact that I realize there's going to be some chaos around an event like that, because trust me, I understand that there could be chaos. I did find it interesting, all of the different things that never added up about Paddock, the fact that he had had no job, no history, no past, and so many have come out since and said, well, he was working for the CIA, so he was a patsy. Saudi Arabia, new king. It's purported that he owns a floor on the top of Mandalay Bay, but that he was actually there at the time. And so that sort of muddied the water a little bit on what Paddock would have been doing there. And that the crime scene was very strange. The crime scene didn't add up. Nothing about the crime scene added up. To anybody, the security officer that was shot, Mandalay Bay guy, that showed up on Ellen 2.5 weeks later, you know, with a cane and the whole nine yards. There was the fact that I think some of the most interesting parts of Las Vegas were the fact that the timeline kept changing dramatically. The first change was the inclusion of the shooting of the unarmed security guard Campo, the one that kept showing up in media. And that changed the timeline of when the officials were notified about a shooter on the 32nd floor. And a veteran from two floors below Paddock's room seemed to notify the front desk regarding the origin of the shootings and recalls no one answering. And he said, it just seems like it never stops. Seconds are going by, minutes are going by, rounds are continuously going, right? It was just very strange. People on the ground that said that there were people in black dressed that were shooting,
mm-hmm.
okay, into the crowd. So that was strange. A lot of strange things, and a couple of people just dying sort of mysteriously, like when their car explodes.
But that's come out. Mm-hmm. The facts have all come out since then, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've heard a lot about that shooting since it happened.
Yes.
Lots.
There's this payout of $800 million. There was a payout. I don't know if everybody remembers this, but back in the South Carolina church shooting, white guy goes into a church, shoots it up. That's what they said.
Yep.
And boy, you don't hear anything about him anymore, do you? Well, 2 days after that shooting, Obama rushed out $29 million to the victims. $29 million.
Taxpayer money?
From the Crime Victims Fund. Mm. They have a Crime Victims Fund that started in 1984. And the thing about this was there was a cap on it for like 8 years, and they were only supposed to put like $150 million in it. And last year they put in over $3.5 billion into this fund.
Mm.
Okay. And so that was there's a lot of money going in to this new office of victim crime. But they shoved out $29 million, and I thought it was strange at the time that in 2 days, that the government was willing to rush in without hardly any facts at all to make sure the victims were paid off. And then after that, you didn't hear from a majority of the victims. There was only like one that surfaced, I think, a year or two later and did like a year anniversary show on some news program. And that was about it. And it was the guy kid that lost his mom. Yeah.
Well, then most of them probably signed a keep your mouth shut agreement.
Yeah, that was strange. Yeah. So I remember Dave, the investigator, actually went there and said the crime scene itself is a strange crime scene. There's no way they could have cleaned that up in 24 hours, 48 hours. There's no way, because they had church sessions back in the church very, very quickly.
I'm kind of curious about this.
Mm-hmm.
If people are involved in this settlement from the Las Vegas shooting,
mm-hmm.
I wonder if those three people at the California Garlic Festival shooting that were at both are going to get settlements from both.
They were at both.
Yeah, that boy, what a stroke
of
luck.
The odds are huge.
Yeah. And they're getting victim money from both events.
Yeah.
Can make a career out of that.
You never know. There's 2,500 victims in the Las Vegas one, which would, if they did it equally, which they won't, that would be $320,000 to each. It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a lot of money. And so like you said, there's no appeals or anything. It's just the MGM's just paying out. The insurers are paying out.
The only battle now is how to decide how much each person will get based on their level. Like your PTSD would probably only get you around $100,000.
Right.
Somebody who was actually shot might get $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. The reason that they're able to go after the MGM, a lot of people had questions about that, was because they said their security guards that they hired MGM were inept. So they are responsible for their security guards and the companies. I wonder if that includes Crowd on Demand. You know, Crowds on Demand is a really interesting company. I don't know if anyone's looked into Crowds on Demand, but they are a company that sets up different things that go on with constructing a crowd to be there or getting punked, you know what I mean? Like setting up a fake crowd or fake actors that are paid to be part of a crowd, things like that. So Crowds on Demand, they actually have a home office in Vegas. There in Vegas, that's quite coincidental. But if you look them up, they actually they provide clients with hired actors to pose as fans, paparazzi, security guards, unpaid protesters. They pay them to be unpaid protesters and professional paid protesters. Crowds on Demand. They have a New York office, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Vegas, Washington, D.C., Iowa, New Hampshire. They're very big and very popular. And it was founded in 2012, the exact same year that Obama switched up the law that made it possible to make sure that here in the United States, it was legal and lawful now. They've been doing it for years, but legal and lawful to propagandize to the American people using news as a medium.
What was that group in New York and... what was they called? That was that group that came in to protest something. They had a very interesting name. I can't remember.
I wonder how many times Crowds on Demand surfaces to, I don't know, be a Bernie crowd, a Hillary crowd, anybody's crowd, Mitt Romney crowd. Who knows? I mean, I think this group is a very interesting, this company is a very interesting company.
Sure
you should
are.
Look into this. But they really do. They unpaid protesters and professionally paid protesters are some of the biggest things that they do, too.
Well, if you're interested in a subject, and all of a sudden you see, hey, there's 10,000 people out here.
Right.
You're going to be more apt to go and join that crowd than the three people that really showed up.
Uh-huh. Yes. So true. By the way, I should correct myself. Mohammed bin Salman, Saudi prince, it said that he owns the top four floors of Mandalay Bay.
Oh, wow.
That he was there at that time. But that was about the time that he was becoming the new Saudi, or, you know, in his role now in Saudi Arabia. So, all right. So I just wanted to mention Crowds on Demand. And there are some there are some people out there that were actually posting the ad several months before Las Vegas that Crowds on Demand was recruiting for crisis actors for the Las Vegas event. They did not say it was for the Las Vegas event. They actually put an ad out that said, we need crisis actors. We need some actors for an event coming. And this was, I think, the beginning of August. And the Las Vegas event happened October 1st. So I was just throwing that out there. There was some of that going around too. The ad itself. But, you know, there you have it. The thing I want to watch in the future is how these payouts are getting doled out. $160 million to Parkland, I think, is what they're after right now, the Parkland shooting, because watch the money. I remember tracking a couple of the people involved in the Las Vegas event, and they were actual actors. And, you know, shot five times, but walked out of the hospital a week later and then resume their acting career as an extra or whatever the case may be back in L.A. or back. They moved away, obviously, from Las Vegas, moved away, but actors. And so I followed a couple of these, and I just think people should probably do a little bit more homework on who's involved in these kinds of events, too. Well, not saying that people didn't die, but I'm just saying that people should probably follow up.
Maybe the three people that were at the Garlic Festival shooting and the Las Vegas shooting were really just crisis actors that happened to be at both.
Yep. And if there's millions of dollars being doled out after these types of things, it's one way to keep somebody, you know, quiet. And it's another for a payday. So there's two reasons why somebody would want to involve themselves in that, because it takes up a little bit of time, and then everybody's on to the next headline, and then nobody tracks it down or really kind of does any homework or research. The one that I'm talking about that was shot five times, her family wasn't even hardly commenting on it. Her own family wasn't even that concerned about her. So lots of pictures with lots of stars and in her portfolio, but all I'm saying is that there might be a lot more to these events, and that's why when people say I'm really afraid to go anywhere, well, yes, I can understand that, because, yes, there is a component of this that says that who's doing the shooting isn't who you think is doing the shooting, but that shooting takes place. Yeah, I get that. I get that kind of fear. Mm-hmm. But then we blame it on random people with mental health issues. That's not always the case. It's only the case on maybe somebody grooming somebody with a mental health issue to carry out an act, but not because it's organic from the person themselves. And that's where I get a little kind of my back up a little bit to people that go, well, everyone's just getting loony and they're all shooting each other. No, not necessarily. I think that you're heavily groomed when you're involved in an act like this. I do. All the research I've done, and it's hundreds of hours, tells me that's more the case than anything. So I'm just throwing that out there. But this $800 million payout is sure setting a new standard, a new high for these kinds of events. And that's why I went, wow, $800 million completely uncontested, just basically, okay, we'll roll over and do it. Something's very shady about that. Just so shady. All right. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
My blood work with my doctor is the best it's ever been, all my numbers. And this is the only supplement I take now. Whatever I'm doing, he said, keep it up.
We're landlords, and I have about three people moving in, and it's been very strenuous, but I have the energy to do it, thanks to, Balance of Nature.
My blood work has been getting better and better every 6 months, and I have no explanation for it other than I'm taking a Balance of Nature. All the numbers are always changing for the better, every blood test.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code CANYON.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.